This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
The song we've just been listening to is taken from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verses 6 to 7, which encourages us to turn up the heat on our faith and get going. God did not give us a spirit of timidity, it says there. In the Geordie dialect, we interpret this as shy bairns getting out. No, God gives us a spirit of love, power, and self-control. So he is hoping we can all rediscover such qualities as we listen in today and renew our faith in God. Last week I began telling you all about the early beginning of the local Christian ecumenical folk group United Folk that I used to belong to, and I played 8 of their songs from the album The Best of United Folk. I have 8 more of their songs today for you to listen to. Many of the bands say even now that being part of this ecumenical singing group was what deepened their faith and drew them closer to God. Not only were we from different denominations, different backgrounds, even churchmanship, we also had in our number someone who believed in social change, who wasn't religious. And for all of this to coexist week after week over a period of 20 years in one place sounds incredible, unbelievable, doesn't it? And nothing short of a miracle. But it really did work beautifully. and God met all our needs. Here's one of Margaret Scott's songs which reminds us that Jesus is not just bread for his own followers, he is bread for the world. He is a fire that never grows cold, the hope for a dying world. And this is the essential message we took out with us, wherever we went. Body, and we believed God had no favourites. In St John's Gospel, we are told that God sent his Son into the world that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. And we don't have to wait to be good enough to be accepted, because we'll never be good enough by our own efforts. St Augustine once wrote, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." It's one of his most quoted prayers, one which still calls to every human heart. Now, someone said on hearing our next song, From This Moment On, at a big mission in Wallsend, that it was a prayer of commitment in itself and didn't need a prayer attached to it. The song was born of an image of a rough but very precious diamond in the palm of my hand, and I sensed that it represented our life. We can either hold on to it tightly and use it for our benefit alone, or we can open up the hand and gently release this precious stone into the hands of God. And if we do this, he promises to clean it up, polish and perfect it, and hand it back to us more brilliant than it was ever before, so it can now project its brilliant rays on others. So here's that song, that prayer of commitment, if you're ready for it. From this moment on.
From this moment on, I raise my hand, my clutching hand to you. My life is in that hand, I give that life to small. into my empty hand. You place your life, abundant life, so free.
Obviously, coming from such diverse backgrounds, we didn't always agree on everything theologically over the years. We interpreted the Bible differently. Our priorities were different. Our beliefs were born of a mixture of traditions, our upbringing, and our past experiences. But this brought about lively and often heated discussion, which went quite deep at times. But that's a good thing, isn't it? In an atmosphere of love and understanding, it made all the difference and every voice counted. I admit that I was probably the most fundamental Christian of us all, given the fact that I'd had an experience of God much like what happened to Jesus' disciples in Acts chapter 2 at Pentecost. I believed that all the Bible was the Word of God, and I got myself into hot water a few times. Anything too liberal or contrary to its laws, I would shoot down in flames. And one or two suffered because of my deeply entrenched views, to my shame. But God certainly turned us all upside down and challenged us in United Folk in so many different ways. But we learned from each other by listening to each other. If there was ever a mini fallout, we were able to talk things through in depth, then pray for each other, forgive one another, and move on. Pete Scott recommended talking to the man as a solution to our problems and the problems of our world. In this song, he invites us to have a conversation with Jesus and listen to what he has to say.
Well, you're reading the paper and you're watching TV. Makes you wonder about the hunger and the pain you see. You think there's no solution to the misery. There's an answer, come and listen to me. I've been talking to the man. I've been talking to the man. I've been talking to the man, to Jesus. Well, you see all the hurt that's upsetting you. Makes you wonder what we're getting into. There's a message coming to you if you let it through. Listen hard and you know what to do. I've been talking to the man. I've been talking to the man. Talking to the man, to Jesus. Well, he says love when you're happy and love when you're mad. Love when you're feeling good and feeling bad. Love when you're broken up and feeling sad. It's love, only love, that will last. I've been talking to the man.
The very same problems we experienced way back then, all of the divisive issues, are being repeated in our world today. Only now each chasm has grown so much wider. Put such matters which divide the world today under a magnifying glass, and it's so easy to see how intolerance, pride, and the inability to listen all rise up and keep us distanced from one another. But our way of living, debating, and worshipping in the close communion of that group was far more healing and gracious. It was also really thrilling to eventually record our songs in a studio. And one really stood out for me when I heard it for the first time. It came with the sound of a heavenly heartbeat, the heartbeat of God. It's another song by Margaret Scott entitled I Hear Your Voice, with words reminiscent of the prophet Amos. We're reminded that God doesn't want to hear our worship unless we're actually living his word, for he desires justice and right living.
I hear your voice crying in the darkness. I hear your voice calling out my name. I hear your voice telling me to wake up. I serve, now you do.
Sometimes a spiritual truth would just jump out at one of us. And because we were so close and met so regularly and informally, that revelation was very easily shared with others. I remember the time when I realized for the very first time that God actually loved me, that I was a person worthy of his love and precious in his eyes as his child, his daughter. I wonder if that truth has really sunk in today, that each one of us is precious in God's sight. I was reading of a dying woman recently who recommended that we look in the mirror every single morning and give ourselves a hug to remind ourselves that we're very much loved of God. So here's the song, An Amazing Love Loves Me.
Never before in my wildest dreams did I ever believe for years I've hoped and I've longed and prayed, yet I've never really known till now. For I suddenly come to realize the truth has broken free. Like a lightning flash, like a thunder crash, like the sun erupting from the sea. Faith was just a step away. For I suddenly come to realize the truth has broken free. Like a lightning flash, like a thunder crash, like the sun erupting from the sea.
Love so hard to comprehend. In my mind I believed, yet my heart was deceived. For I
often pray together about the many tragic divisions and schisms across the world, especially where people profess to love for God, yet did nothing to show this in action. Some of us visited Northern Ireland long before the peace talks. We had wonderful fellowship together there, but when we went into the main church in the city centre and were not allowed to receive bread and wine together, it really grieved us. We keenly felt the pain of separation as if God himself was feeling it too. What don't we understand about Jesus' command to be one? How does he view the disunity in our world? Here's Margaret Scott's take on this theme as perceived from the perspective of Jesus looking down in the world from his cross, as in Salvador Dali's famous painting of St. John of the Cross. It's called What a View.
What a view. From there you can see for miles and miles and centuries. And you look with love and you look with loving tears. And when I think of all the pain we've caused each other through those years, I wonder how you still could see it through. What a view. You see us with our callous ways and muddled thoughts, yet you love us and you call us back to you. And at your cross we find the grace to start again, to care, to try again to love each other as you do. When you prayed, Father, forgive them, were you thinking of us too? Of the countless times that we would break your heart. Children, and you know our need, and you will us to choose life and turn to you. For with the past forgiven and the future by your side, we can look again and see the world anew. For you made us for each other, and you free us all to love. And through you we can see the goodness that's still there. What a view. What a view. What a view.
As members of United Folk, we witness to our Christian faith all over the Northeast, in churches, cathedrals, retreat centres, at days of renewal, in prisons and hospitals, out of doors, in all weathers, and wherever we were invited. We were family. But the group could not go on indefinitely, as each of us were eventually called into different ministries, in church and out in society. But we still to this day meet up for reunions under that same umbrella of friendship and faith. We still get a buzz listening to all those beautiful United Folk songs that we used to sing together, even after all these years. I made videos of these songs in the March lockdown of 2020, and now we can easily look back at that golden age of music and mission in our lives at any time, and anyone can access them free of charge. Angela Morn sings our final song from the Best of United Folk album, which invites us all to join together and put our spiritual armour on and fight for the future of our world, not with violence and hatred, but with the love of God, making our stand that the powers of darkness, which are mentioned in Ephesians 6:12, which lurk in every country of the world, even our own, will be defeated and will flee at his command. I hope you've enjoyed hearing the story of United Folk these last 2 weeks, and I hope that these songs have meant something special to you. And now it's goodbye from Andrew Ridgewick, my technical assistant.
Bye, everyone.
And from me, Sheila Hamill. Have a good week, everyone. Bye for now.
John.